This is KUT. With little fanfare, the Environmental Protection Agency has released a new environmental rule that at least one observer has called, quote, the most important air pollution rule for Texas that no one has ever heard of. As KUT's Mose Bushell reports, the agency has done it right before a new conservative administration takes the helm.
The proposal would limit sulfur dioxide pollution from power plants. It's part of the EPA's cross-state air pollution rule. Public health advocates are cheering the proposal because sulfur dioxide in the air can cause asthma and even death. But there's some irony to the new proposed rule. It was proposed in part because Texas successfully fought back another emissions rule saying it would raise electric bills.
It's actually because that rule got wiped out that in some ways, these more stringent rules became necessary.
Dan Cohan is a professor of environmental engineering at Rice University. He's also the guy who gave me that quote about
the most important air pollution rule in Texas that no one has ever heard of.
He says the new proposal could force a lot of Texas coal power plants to simply close because installing upgrades would be too expensive. That, in turn, would leave more room for renewable power and natural gas to come online, significantly changing and maybe greening the Texas energy mix. But there's a wrinkle in that scenario, a wrinkle called Donald Trump. Chrissy Mann is with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign.
Not naive that the new administration will likely be hostile to regulations on energy.
And that brings us to ironic point number two. The EPA could be starting the rule process now so that people will have grounds to sue about it later. Mann says if the EPA under Trump tries to withdraw or change the proposed rule, environmental groups and states would have legal standing to defend it.
We intend to fight for it and support it, and we know that Texans out there, and quite frankly, folks in all of the other states that are being impacted by this pollution are going to be out there and fighting for it too.
What would make the rule harder to defend is if the entire legal framework for it is removed by conservative lawmakers in D.C.
The House Freedom Caucus came out with a plan where they aim to wipe out hundreds of regulations, and one of the regulations they want to wipe out is the entire regional haze rule itself.
Again, Dan Cohan.
So if the regional haze rule disappears, then these controls would be wiped out with it.
The EPA plans to hold a public hearing on the rule in Austin, January 10th. Mose Bushell, KUT News.